Xi Jinping says the campaign against corruption should continue to cover all sectors and zero tolerance will be shown to violators. He also stresses that China is gaining ground in the fight against corruption, urging all party members to maintain confidence in the anti-corruption drive.
The Central Committee of the Communist Party of China remains determined to combat corruption. Party members should maintain confidence in the committee's anti-corruption volition, the campaign's achievements, the positive energy it brings, and the prospects of our fight against the corruption.
According to a recent report released by a government-supported think tank, more than 43,000 officials were punished for corruption between January and November last year. The most recent case saw Li Dongsheng, former Vice Minister of Public Security, recently sentenced to 15 years in prison for accepting bribes on Tuesday. The report issued by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences also pointed out that ordinary people in China showed increasing confidence in the anti-corruption campaign in 2015.Surveys show that nearly two-thirds of common people regarded the effects of the anti-corruption drive as obvious, an increase of 11.5 percentage points compared with 2014. President Xi Jinping says the efforts made against corruption in the past year are paying off.
Winning the people's support is the top political priority. The anti-corruption drive has boosted people's faith in and support for the party, and the people speak highly of the anti-corruption drive.
The Chinese president also outlined several major tasks for 2016. These include strengthening efforts to bring back fugitive officials suspected of corruption and severe punishment to anyone who violates anti-corruption rules. Xi Jinping also called for strengthened supervision within the party and strengthened supervision over the state-owned enterprises.The annual high-profile anti-graft session was chaired by top graftbuster Wang Qishan and attended by leaders including Premier Li Keqiang and top legislator Zhang Dejiang. For CRI, I'm Yu Honglin.